can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Amanda's from Weymouth. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Amanda is a toddler teacher. Guess what she's teaching the kids today?
How to steal money from their parents?
Stop, drop, and roll.
Oh, that's a good one.
Amazing.
Still remember it.
Do you teach it in a song form?
We actually play a freeze dance. So when we stop the music, we all stop, drop, and roll.
Can't go stop.
That's a good one.
Drop. Hit him up, though. That's a different. That's
shut him down. Open up shop.
Well, I was not making it about a drive-by. I was making it about stopping and dropping and roll. So maybe you guys can get on board
here.
The
preschoolers should know that anyways.
I was making it about a nightclub dance. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Amanda?
Please get out of the studio.
Okay, good luck.
She's like, whoever, just leave.
Five trivia questions, all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. Kennedy's now left the studio. She's over in that soundproof booth. Looking at Kennedy's big board, she's got 2,359 wins, only 207 losses. Question number one. Actor Josh Hutcherson, turning 26 today. He played PETA in which mega-popular film series?
The Hunger Games.
Question number two. An Amy Winehouse hologram tour is in the works. The shows are set to debut in 2019 and will feature a live band and accompanying vocals from Winehouse's original recordings. Huh. And all proceeds from the concerts will benefit the Amy Winehouse Foundation, her family. Which country was Amy Winehouse originally, or which country is she from? Excuse me.
Oh, no. I'm going to say Canada.
Question number three. Ryan Coogler is set to officially return to write and direct the Black Panther sequel for Marvel. Who played Eric Killmonger, the Black Panther's nemesis, in the first film?
Oh, no. I have no idea. I'm going to shoot a random one out there and just say, oh no, I don't even have an actor in mind.
All right.
Denzel Washington.
Question number four. Justin Timberlake says he buys most of his wife, Jessica Biel's, shoes.
You guys have that in common.
No, I don't buy Lana's shoes. I don't do that. Well, yeah, technically. Which coming-of-age TV show about the Camden family did Jessica Biel star in from 1996 to 2006?
Oh, Seventh Heaven.
Question number five. 50 Cent just signed a new development deal with Starz that includes a three-series commitment. What is the name of the Starz series 50 both acts in and composed about a drug dealer who wishes to leave the criminal world to go legit?
I don't know. I am going to have to say... Oh, I'm so sorry. I have no idea.
That's all right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. What did you say?
I said American Scandal.
Oh, okay. All right. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Okay.
Amanda got 2 out of 5.
All right.
Oh. Yeah. All right. I don't have my ding.
Ding.
Where's my ding?
I don't know. I don't know how to do that stuff.
Yeah.
I sit over here for a reason.
Can't find my ding.
Where's the ding?
Where's my button?
Where's my ding? Let's see. Still not working.
All right, move along. I'll make you.
Hey,
will be your ding.
I okay. got it.
Yay.
Question number one. Actor Josh Hutcherson, turning 26 today. He played Pete in which mega popular film series?
Hunger Games.
Title one. Question number two. An Amy Winehouse hologram tour is in the works.
Why?
Because her family's trying to get paid off her back.
There's that.
Nice.
Which country was Amy Winehouse from?
She was from Britain. From England.
England, there you go. 2-1, question number three. Ryan Coogler is set to officially return to write and direct the Black Panther sequel for Marvel. Who played Eric Killmonger, the Black Panther's nemesis in the film?
Oh, I can't remember his name.
Oh, it's so good.
He's so beautiful.
I can see his face. I don't remember. I don't have it.
Michael B. Jordan. 2-1, question number four. Justin Timberlake says that he buys most of his wife, Jessica Biel's, shoes.
Because of course he does.
Which coming-of-age TV show about the Camden family did Jessica Biel star in?
Seventh Heaven.
Yes. So it's 3-2. Question number five. 50 Cent just signed a new development deal with Starz that includes a three-series commitment. Name the series on Starz that he acts in.
Power.
Yeah, Power.
Yep.
That is true. 4-2. I did not even know that show existed.
What? Did you ever watch Empire? It was Empire before Empire was Empire.
You would love Power.
In fact, it's a little more gritty. I think you'd like it.
Yeah.
Really? I watched the first two or three episodes of Empire, and then I was out.
No, you would love
Power. I think
you
would like Power. I really do. It's a little more gritty. It's more, I think you'd like it.
Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Mandy. You don't get the cash. But I do have four tickets to the new Jack-O-Lantern Journey at Boston's Franklin Park Zoo. There are more than 5,000 hand-carved jack-o'-lanterns designed to delight guests of all ages. Advanced ticket purchase is required. Visit jackolanternjourney.com for details. You're going for free, though, okay?
I'm so excited. I at least get to take my two boys with me.
Oh, yay. Yeah. What are their names?
Cameron and Tizer.
All right. Cameron and Tizer, you guys enjoy that. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I can't be Kennedy.
Okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.